You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another edition of my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about finances. So many of you have been reaching out to me and saying, Armand, are we going to talk about finances anytime soon? And yes, we are. Today is the day, my friends. But what I want to talk to you about is not overarching financial stuff. I will talk to you about that in future episodes. But for the sake of the listeners who have been to my events, have read my stuff, have listened to what I had to say, what I want to do is I want to talk about something that's some current events that are going on that will help you in navigating not only in these times, but also in the future. And I'm specifically going to talk to you about the stock market today. Because if you understand the stock market, whether you're in it or you're not, if you understand what's currently going on, it's really going to help you understand sort of finances in general and investments in general. You see, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, NASDAQ, all these stock indexes have been falling lately. And so over the last few weeks and few months, the numbers have dropped and there's all this fear out there of, oh my gosh, are we going to a recession? Is everything coming to an end? And all this typical talk that happens when the market starts going down. Now, before I say anything, first of all, I want to make sure you guys understand, timing the market does not work. Nobody can time the market. And even the people who appear like they've timed the market correctly, well, look, it's easy to call it one time or two times, but if you look at any investor or any advisor or anybody over a lifetime, no one can possibly time the market because it's not based on reality half the time. It's based on just different things that you cannot possibly predict. Now, there are some who are better at timing the market than others, certainly, but there's no timing the market. So I'm not trying to help you figure out how to time the market here at all. And anyone who tries to do that, by the way, don't listen to them because they don't know what they're talking about. That's the first thing. The second thing is I'm not an advisor when it comes to stocks and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to give you stock advice. What I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to teach you a little bit about finances, a little bit about investments, and make you understand how investments in general work. And in these current times, what is going on? See, last week, I was invited to a roundtable by the Orange County Business Journal, where I have some businesses, and they had invited top 20 CEOs in Orange County, and they had us all in a room, and we were talking about various different things. And one of the topics that they brought up is they brought up the topic of what's going on these days with the stock market, and, you know, should people be scared? Is this the beginning of a recession? Are we, is the stock market going to fall? Are we in a bear market? Is it still a bull market? What's going on? Where are we at? And the answer I gave is, look, the bottom line is whenever the stock market drops, it is a buying opportunity for you. It means that stocks are on sale, but only if you're focused on the long term. So anyone out there who's listening to this podcast, if let's say you're 70 years old and you are now living off of your investments, meaning every month you're pulling money out of your investments and you're focused on short term, this may not be for you. If you're 100 years old and you think you're only going to live to be 104, this advice is not for you. This is for people who have money in the market, right? Or who have money to invest that they don't necessarily need to take back in the next couple of months or the next couple of years even. I always say you should not be in the stock market unless you don't plan on touching your money for 10 years or more. Because look at any cycle in the market. You look at the worst cycles or the best cycles. At any point in history, if you were investing and not planning to take out your money for 10 years or more, you would have always won. Unless, of course, you put your money in one stock and it was a bad stock, a bad company. That's a different story, but that's not a good way of investing anyways. But when you look in general, it is almost impossible to lose money in the long term if you are investing for the long term, not for short-term gains. And yes, if you put money in today, who knows? The market could crash tomorrow. I don't know. I can't time it. But what I know is this. My wife went to Palm Desert this last weekend, and she went there to do some shopping at the outlets over there, right? And when she got there, she was all excited about the sales that they had. Oh my gosh, look at the prices here. You know, these shoes are 50% off, and this purse is 40% off. And she was excited, and she went on a wild shopping spree and bought all this stuff and texted me and tweeted me and sent me pictures of all this stuff and bought me a bunch of stuff, bought herself a bunch of stuff. She was all excited about this stuff being on sale. So then why is it that you guys get all upset when the stock market puts on a sale? Have you ever thought about that? The outlets put on a sale, or Nordstrom's puts on a sale. It's a half yearly sale and everyone gets all excited. Everyone runs down to go buy the stuff from Nordstrom's. you know, Ralph's, grocery stores, Albertsons, whatever. They put on a sale. Everyone runs down. Let's go buy tomatoes because they're 50 cents a pound. And then when the stock market puts on a sale, everyone's like, oh God, let's run away. What do you mean let's run away? It's a sale. When it's a sale, it's time to buy. Now, again, you can only buy when there's sales if, one, you can afford it, if you've got money that you have for long-term investments, not short-term stuff. We are not gambling here. The stock market is not a place to go to gamble. Now, some of you do gamble with the stock market, and that's fine. If you've got money to lose, go lose it. I don't care. But my number one rule with stock investment, first of all, is that you do not invest money that you cannot afford to lose. Never put money into the market that you can't afford to lose. There are much safer bets you can make, right? And if you are going to put money in the market that you cannot afford to lose, then you better make sure you have really, really, really good advisors who help you make sure that your money is going in the right places, okay? Now, that also, by the way, means that most of your gains are going to be gone because to get gains, you're going to have to take risk, right? And that's what the stock market is all about. But at the same time, the people I talk to are the people who are investing money that if they lost, their life wouldn't be over. Now, maybe it's the money you're planning on, you know, on having a great life with. You know, today, maybe you're 30 years old. And when you're 50, you want to have a boat and a private jet and all this stuff. And you're banking on that money getting it for you. See, that's a different story than someone whose actual life savings are in there. If your mortgage or your rent money for next year is in there, that's a completely different story. Or if you have the personality type where if you lose money, you're going to be really upset. The stock market is not for you. The stock market is for people who are willing to lose money. And they will not lose sleep over losing money. Because let me tell you, my friends, as a coach, as a business coach, a life coach, someone who cares about people deeply, the best advice I can tell you is don't ever put yourself in a situation where you're doing something that's going to cause you to lose sleep. Now, as you know, I'm not a big fan of sleeping a lot, but I am a huge fan of quality sleep. See, when you go to sleep at night, you want to live the kind of life that's going to allow you to sleep calm, easy, in a nice way that you can really enjoy life. Why would you do things in life that are going to cause you to go to sleep worried, scared, stressed? Don't give yourself that kind of life. Create yourself the kind of life where you're living as the person who can go to sleep at night, every night, being calm and peaceful on the inside because you know you're doing the right things. You're not taking risks that are too much for you to handle. And if tomorrow morning you wake up and all of your investments are gone, which, by the way, has happened to me, even though I timed the market correctly, I timed it slightly incorrectly in one example, and literally I had my entire investments wiped out in a single morning before I even woke up. Imagine that. Now you know why I don't like to sleep in, right? I mean, it's incredible. It happens. But the thing is you have to wake up and go, oh, I lost all my investments. Damn, that was a shoot, man. I wish I had changed my investments around yesterday. Oh, well, what am I going to do today? All right, and then just go on with your life. If you're not there, you shouldn't be putting the money in the stock market. Doesn't belong there. But now that I've identified who you are, who is investing money for the purpose of future gains, and you're willing to take some risk, and you have a high risk tolerance, then listen, this is the time to buy. Now, this time, I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but when stocks are going down, that is a buying opportunity. By the way, sometimes when they're going up, it's a very good buying opportunity as well. But what I don't like to see is all the fear in the market and all the fear out in the world when the stock market starts to drop. Now, first of all, let me explain to you. There are these things called corrections. What a correction is simply this. Let me explain it to you, not the way the analysts explain it, but the reality of it. You have a lot of professional investors, okay? They watch charts, they look at the numbers, they've got computers that are bigger than my entire warehouse that look at these numbers and look at trends and stuff. And they are professionals at this. This is what they do for a living. And one of the ways they make money is this. They understand that as stocks go up, sometimes they're going to have little dips. So what they do is they look for excuses, not real things that are going to actually hurt the economy, but excuses. They find little excuses. And when they see those excuses, they say, if this excuse becomes big news, the market's going to drop. And so what they do is they sell their stocks right when they see that excuse coming. They get out of the market for a couple of hours, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And what they do is they hold their money and the excuse comes around. The media makes a big deal out of it and boom, the market starts to drop. The market drops and they know it's fake. They know that it's just an excuse. That thing isn't really a representation of how the economy is going to do in the long term, because you got to realize stocks are based on long term. They're not based on, you know, today or tomorrow, right? So even a big company like, say, you know, Apple, I talk about Apple a lot because I love what they do or what they've done in the past. And even if they have one bad product launch, it doesn't affect things in the long run unless you believe that as a company, they're starting to fail. See, that's a different story. But if you think it's just a short-term failure of one product launch, then guess what? The long term is still okay. But guess what? The stock is going to drop based on that one little problem. So they get out right when they see the excuse and they sit around waiting with their money. And the stock drops. Like the Dow dropped about 15% or so, right? 3,000 points. So it dropped. And then they wait, they wait, they wait. And then boom, they buy. And that's why the market goes up again. Now, who loses and who wins in those situations? Here's the deal. The people who get scared are the ones who lose. Because the people who get scared, and some of those are the listeners out there, because what you guys do is you see the market falling and you get out. Well, listen, by the time the market's already falling, it's almost always too late. So now what you do is you sell your stock at a reduced rate, right? So during a sale, Nordstrom sale, instead of during that Nordstrom sale, going out there and buying some shoes and buying some clothes, instead what you're doing is you're selling your stuff, which means you're selling your stuff at a discount. And then you keep your money on the sideline. And guess what? When the market starts coming back up, you don't jump in right before it starts coming back up. You end up jumping in after it's already come up and past what it used to be, and it gets to the next higher level. And guess what? You're just in time for the next cycle where they invest, the professionals are going to kick your butt. So the bottom line is this. When you're looking at a market and you're looking at prices falling, always see them as a long-term opportunity for you. That's why they say buy low, sell high. Now, personally, I believe the easiest thing to do is I have a method for stocks that I talk about, and that'll be on a separate podcast where I discuss about finding companies you know something about that you don't think other people do or you have a personal experience with, and that's how I recommend buying stocks. But if you want to have major headway in investments and make sure that you can sleep easy at night, one, stop trading so damn much. Unless you're a professional trader and that's what you do and you've got that as your job title and you've got business cards that say professional trader, stop pretending like you're a professional trader. I mean, what are you doing making 50 transactions in a year? Just back off. You know, make a couple of transactions here and there. Buy for the long term. Focus on 10 years from now. And I'm not saying you're not going to get huge gains in 6 months or a year, but focus on 10 years and you will be able to sleep easy at night. And then times like these will be times where all you'll say is, gosh, I wish I had more money so I can buy. And what happens when you buy stocks and then the stock market falls even more? You get excited. You're like, yes. Right at night when you're going to sleep, you don't go to sleep going, oh my God, I lost money. I lost 10%. No, you go, oh my God. Tomorrow, they have an even bigger sale. So as long as I've got some money sitting around, I can buy even more. And then the market falls even more. And then you start saying, man, how can I work harder and make more money? Because in these times, if I had an extra $1,000, I could buy stocks, right, that used to cost $2,000. And that's the mentality you want to have. That's what I did in 2007, 2008, while everyone was in a panic. I kept celebrating. In fact, one of the ways I celebrated, I did this for my wife. I started buying stocks with her. She has her IRA, and I started trading for her. And at first, she was really excited. She was like, oh, I love this, you know, getting stocks at a discount thing, right? So I get the first batch at a discount. And then it drops. I get the second batch at a discount and it drops more. Third one, drops some more. Fourth one, drops some more. Fifth one, she's like, don't touch my money. She's like, leave my investments alone. You don't know what you're doing. I said, honey, listen, it's for the 10 years, blah, blah. And this is when we had only been together for a couple years. So she didn't understand that this stuff can actually work. She didn't quite believe in me yet. But what she did is she told me to stop trading for her. And I did. And now you look back at the stocks that I bought during that massive dip the market went through. And you look at some of those days that I bought some of that stuff. And I mean, that stuff has risen so much. It's out of this world. Some of it has gone up more than tenfold or even more than that, 50-fold, right? But it's because while everyone else was panicking, I was celebrating the buying opportunity. And that's what I want you to do. And then when you see everyone celebrating, everyone's like, yeah, the stock market's great. And you start hearing that a lot. Stay in for a little bit longer. But guess what? Poop's about to hit the fan, my friends. Because when everyone starts saying, yeah, it's good, it's good, it's good, the professionals say, time for us to pull our money out, scare the heck out of these suckers, When the market goes down, they're going to pull all their money out, go buy themselves boats and stuff if they can still afford it. Some of them won't pull the money out, but many of them will. And then what we'll do is we'll just buy the stocks at a discount again. And that's the way it works. So look at these things that are going on in the economy today as buying opportunities, which more importantly than anything else is going to make you happy. That's what we want, right? We want happiness. Money is great if it brings you happiness, but money by itself without happiness doesn't help you much. So it's not about your stock price going up. It's about you creating happiness in your life in the short term, the medium term, and the long term. Hey, everybody out there. As you know, I love you guys. I love influencing people. So please share this podcast with the people you love and get other people to start listening to my podcast. The podcast is rising up through the charts, and I love to see that because it means we're influencing even more people. Just yesterday, we set another record high for the number of downloads, and I'm excited to see this thing keep growing. So please get out there, tell everybody about it, and always remember, I am here for you. I am here to serve you. This podcast is about you, not about me. So if there are things you want to hear from me, please make sure you communicate with me and tell me, all right? And I will be happy to address those things. I love you all, and go out there and first of all, enjoy the sale that's going on, even if you're not going to participate. Maybe do some window shopping. Look at how cheap some of these stocks are and get all excited, window shoppers of the world out there. And go out there and lead with your heart.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.